this country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
We're back. I'm Bill Lako with Troy Harmon and Jarrett McKenzie. By the way, if you've got questions or, heaven forbid, you actually want us to do some work for you, 770-429-9166. That's 770-429-9166. All right, Jarrett. We have some questions about small business retirement plans.
We do. Yeah, it's we'll call it a case study, just a situation and a rather common one that many people face these days, particularly small business owners, and something that at some point or another, if they are profitable and are wanting to keep more of that money instead of giving it to Uncle Sam, something that they'll probably come into contact with, and that is, what type of retirement plan is a good fit for your business? And not only are there a lot of options here to consider, but also just a lot of consideration in general, given the fact that some of it is dependent upon how many employees you have, how much money you'd like to save, whether or not you are willing and how much you're willing to also contribute to your employees' accounts. And so, you know, to kind of just give a simple start off here, really, if you're a small business owner that is a sole proprietor and don't have any employees, then your options are probably going to be a little bit greater given the fact that you don't have these other considerations as they relate to employees. So, for instance, you know, you can look at a simplified employee pension plan. We refer to it as a SEP IRA. That would be one of the options available to you as a sole proprietor. You could also consider an individual 401k plan, and typically, I won't say all the time because it's not always true, but typically for business owners that want or are able to stash away a little bit more, typically they're going to be able to get more into that individual 401k plan than they would a SEP IRA. Now, those are the two, I would say, most common that we see as it relates to small business owners and retirement accounts that they could consider. Now, keep in mind, those two options in particular are those are ones that you're going to be able to contribute much more to than you would, say, a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, and that's why you know, they are business related. Because of it having that aspect, you're going to be able to get much more into those plans. Now, if you have employees, that's where some of the complication can come in here, because the individual 401k, for instance, is now off the table unless it's you and your spouse. If it's just the two of you, then you guys could have an individual 401k plan for the two of you. But if you have one,
what's
even
the limit?
For the 401k plan, this what's year is $54,000. Okay. If you're over, and that's for employer contributions as well. Now, if you're age 50 or over, you could contribute up to $24,000. And then if you're not age 50 or older, then you'd only be able to get in $18,000. Now, you know, we've run some
tax
projections.
Because that confused me. So let's go through that. So on the 401k side,
right,
as an employee of your own company,
mm-hmm,
you could put away $18,500, right?
Or is it, yep, just 18? It's just 18.
Just 18.
Right now, yeah.
Okay. If you're, that's assuming you're under 50.
Right.
Right.
If you're above 50, add another.
There's a catch-up contribution that allows you to get another $6,000, which would take you to 24.
Right. That's on the
employee
side. So you're paying yourself a salary as an employee from your company.
That's right.
But then the company can make a profit-sharing contribution to,
yes,
you up to the tune of $54,000.
So right. There'd be another 30 that you could potentially get into the plan. Now,
okay, so the max is $54,000.
Absolutely.
Between what you put in as deferral and, mm-hmm, what the company can put in.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And so take that into consideration with the SEP IRA plan, for instance. That limitation is going to be limited to the lesser of 100% of the net income or that same limit. For the 54th. So if you only had, let's say, $40,000 in net income, but let's say you had some other types of, you know, well, let's just say you had some savings account money that you wanted to also try and stash away into the SEP, you couldn't do it because you can't contribute more to the SEP than,
right,
what you actually made with the business. So
right,
these are the complexities and considerations that I was alluding to before when saying, you know, there's not a simple answer here that's going to apply to everybody. It is definitely circumstantial as to what is going to be the most appropriate and beneficial to you as a business owner. And again, those are two of the most common ones. But, you know, let's say, again, that you've got employees and the 401k, the individual 401k anyways, is no longer an option. Well, now you do have a 401k or profit sharing plan, I should say. That you could put into place when you have employees. Now, that's going to be administratively a lot more costly. So small business owners with, let's say, just 10 or less employees probably aren't going to elect to have a plan like that. It's just going to be too costly. So they're then looking at, I would say more commonly, the SEP IRA, which you can do, but there's going to be some requirements as to how much you have to contribute on behalf of the employee as well if you are a business owner that has a SEP IRA and also has employees. But you could also consider a simple IRA plan. Now, you cannot get as much. I think the limit on these is $12,000 this year. That may have actually gone up a little bit. I'd have to look back at the code and see if there was a if they gave it an
index,
yeah, for the year. But either way, that one is going to be not quite as restrictive as the SEP in terms of what you would have to contribute to the employees potentially, because you could get more into the SEP. Now, let me say, too, that the simple IRA plan, that the thing with that is your employees are 100% vested immediately. So you can see how there's even these other complexities that go into these plans. And I don't want to get too far down in the weeds here with all these rules and regulations as they relate to them. But the point that we're trying to convey here is that as a small business owner, there are multiple options available to you in the field, and you cannot just consider one of them as the appropriate way for you, because again, it's going to apply whether or not your business, how many employees they have, do you want to contribute on their behalf, do you not, how much do you yourself as the business owner want to contribute. And so a lot to take into account as it relates to small business owners and their potential retirement plans.
There is a lot, and I would say this. You have to find, a lot of times, you know, you go to your tax preparer and they will, yeah, let's do this. But right, they are not really experts in all the other plans available to them. Mm-hmm. And that's true for some investment advisors similar to us. They don't. That's not their bailiwick. We have a whole division that does this.
Exactly.
That's what we do, you know. And you know, there's some unique things we didn't even get into here, defined benefit plans, cash yep. balance plans. I mean, there's some unique things that depending upon the size of the firm and the census data
yep.
from the employees, you know, you could have a 10-person firm that's making tons of money. Well, you wouldn't do a simple IRA because, A, it's not simple, and, B, it's not going to be able to put away enough money to incent your employees.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a fine line there. You need to have a firm that can come in and actually review the retirement plans and kind of give you a sort of a free look at, okay, here are all the options that you have.
Exactly.
You know, it's not all just tied to one scenario or another. And that's true. You know, a lot of our businesses on the small to medium-sized 401k plans for businesses. And a lot of times what we'll do is we'll just, hey, let us come in and do a review for you. Mm-hmm. We don't just look at your investments. We look at, well, how much are you paying your third-party administrator?
Yep.
How much are you paying your record keeper? You know, what is all these costs going into this plan? And is there a way to save money both for you and your participants?
Yeah. The investments inside those plans can vary as well. If you're
talking
about a 401k or an IRA, you have the difference between just being able to invest in a mutual fund with a 401k, or you could go with stocks, ETFs, individual securities,
right.
You know, a lot of things that you have an option for in an
right.
IRA.
So. Right. And this is where you come in because, you know, we give you the list of the funds. You go
right.
in and analyze because, you know, you could have one fund that's got five different share classes. Mm-hmm. And not realize, well, one fund's got a load, one
yep.
share class got a load, the other one's got, you know, a huge back-end fee that, you
right.
know, all affects performance.
Yeah, and usually the larger the plan, the more options you have, and the cheaper it gets.
True enough.
Yeah. The more confusing it gets.
Without a doubt. Without a
that
doubt.
That is a factual statement. So,
yep.
Okay, let's stop here for a quick break. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back.
In here. All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.